Well, welcome, 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 each and every single one of you to the Masters. There is no failure in God Friday. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for your majesty. We thank you, Father God, for your sovereignty. We thank you, Father God, that you reign. We thank you that you never leave us or forsake us. And we thank you that there is no failure in you. We thank you, God, that everything that you have promised us, Father God, it will be manifest in Jesus' name. So we thank you for this, the Master's call. And we thank you for this day that you have made. So we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that everything else will be added unto us. God, we thank you for favor. We thank you for healing. We thank you for promotion. We thank you for elevation. We thank you that every need will be met. We thank you that, Father God, we are healed and we are made whole in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because we are more than conquerors and we win, oh God. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I speak favor, blessings, and increase in their lives and for each and every person that has dialed into this number right now and those that will listen later, God. We clear the airway right now in the name of Jesus, and we pray and we decree and declare that this call will go forth free, clear, unhindered, uncontaminated in the name of Jesus, and that as the speaker would come this morning, Lord, that the word that you have given straight from the throne room will be delivered efficiently, with excellence, with power, and with your anointing, God. Allow our ears to be open that we would hear what you would have to say to us in this day, and that as we go through this day, Father God, we will not go alone, because your word says that you would never leave us or forsake us. So we thank you that you are with us. We thank you for your presence here. We thank you for your power here. And we thank you, God, that you are positioning us for greater and new things. And I decree and declare these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and at this time, I'm going to pass this call on over to our hostess for this morning. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you, Minister Robin. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Thank you so much. Thank you for opening us up in prayer. Thank you for that special and warm greeting. And I love that fact. There is no fear in God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Good morning to each one of you. I am Minister Robin here in New Jersey. And along with Minister Tiffany, I welcome you. The Master's Call welcomes you to this call. It's an awesome call. It's a family call. It's an appointed call. It's an anointed call. And we want to say thank you to the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is the ambassador also of Artists International. And to our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They heard, they listened, and I say that because that's so important. And they obeyed what the King of Kings told them to do. And because of that, we have this dynamic call, the Master's Call. Well, we are approaching year 4. We were founded on October 25th, 2010, and we are excited. So make sure you go to our website if you're unable to get on the call. And just stay tuned, because I'm sure great things are coming for you to be aware of. The website address is themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And we also have an email address for you. And our email address is info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. Feel free to send us your email if you have questions, if you would love to be part of our team. We are looking for prayer intercessors. We call them from the north, south, east, and west, so we know they are coming forward in the name of Jesus. Feel free to join us. Send that to that email address if you have a message that you would like to bring forward. Dr. Vanessa or myself will get back to you. And our call, we also have a playback number. We are here Monday through Friday from 7 to 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock time, 6 o'clock Mountain and 8 o'clock Eastern, so you will be able to avail yourself to listen to the message, or you can even go to our playback number, and that would be just for the message for that particular day. So the playback number today is 712-432-1085. Same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. As I mentioned, I said to you, Dr. P.K. Roberts was the ambassador of Artists International. Well, Artists International is an awesome company. That's the thread that has brought many of us together. And if you would like to find out more about our company, more about our awesome product, more about the conference that is approaching in the Bahamas, it's going to be at the Atlantis. It's going to be held October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd. You can find out more about that at the website, which is artistempowermentconference.com. And that is all one word, artistempowermentconference.com. Or get on our morning motivational call immediately following this call. It's hosted by Dr. Dorothy Cook. She is the godmother of Artists International. So feel free to dial in to 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND, and you can find out more about what is going on within Artists International. At this time, I am also going to mention to you that we also have a God-driven Bible study. It is held on Tuesday evening, and that is hosted by Pastor Michael Johnson. Let me go ahead and give you that number. That's 805-399-1000, PIN code 366-098. And also on that same evening, Pastor John, he also has our Tuesday Levine call. That's at 9 p.m. That number is 712-432-1212, PIN code 77476-6352-POUND. So I will come back with additional announcements, but I want to go ahead and tell you about the man of God that is bringing the word forward. He is an awesome man of God. His name is Pastor Derek E. Allen. Pastor Derek Allen has been pastoring for the past 16 years, and he is the senior pastor. He is also the president of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York, here on the East Coast. He is married to his beautiful wife, First Lady Beverly Brazenell, and they have three wonderful children, Nigel, Clavia, and Angel, and he is also a grandpa. Also, Pastor Allen, he received his license, and he preaches throughout the United States and internationally. He has preached in Trinidad and Tobago. He also furthered his studies in mobilization for evangelism. And he met the Muslim challenge, the world mission today, through effective communication as a Christian leader. And also he evangelizes to other nationalities. This man of God, he has also a certificate in theology. He continues his biblical studies. He has his bachelor's degree in theology. And I can go on and on and on. He, too, is an Artists International health and wellness distributor. He loves to make sure that everyone he interacts with, they know the Lord. So his desire is to win the world for the Lord, and he helps one person at a time find out that Jesus is Lord, and he does not want them to take their life in vain. So without further delay, I am going to introduce to some and bring back this mighty man of God. Pastor Derek, are you there?
Praise the Lord this morning. Can you hear me?
I can. Praise the Lord. It's all yours, sir.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much, and I give God thanks and praise. Amen. It's another privilege again. It's a beautiful day. Amen. Praise God in New York. Amen. And I thank God for you, oh, my sister. Amen. Who, amen, has all these great things to say about me, but I, amen, humbly give it back to you. I pray that God will continue to bless you. Thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the entire Artist International family. Amen. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I want to talk to us today. I want to talk about leadership. So I don't know if I'm going to preach or if I'm going to teach this morning, but I want to encourage some leaders and somebody out there who have the instinct, amen, that you know what, there's something in me that is pushing me to help other people. And maybe you do not understand what it is. I want to talk to us today on a topic, the making of a leader. Amen. I want to use a scripture text taken from the book of Exodus, chapter number 18, verse 21. Furthermore, the Bible said, you shall select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain, and you shall place these over them as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. Father, I give you thanks and praise this morning. It's another privilege. It's a day that you have made, and we are glad that we can come, O God, and share, O God, this word with your people today. I pray, Father God, for that same anointing that I pray for so frequently, O God, to be upon me. Father God, I pray that you will hide me. I decrease now, and you increase. Have your way, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So I just want to drop some nuggets this morning. This is the way, the trend that we're going to take. Making of a great leader, to understand a few things, amen, and we as what we would call entrepreneurs, amen, artists, distributors, we are now business owners, and some of you, you are pastors, you are leaders, you are executives, amen, you are secretaries and managers and CEO of your own business and company. So you understand, amen, to some degree what it is to be a leader. But there are some things I want to drop, amen, with what you already know already. So I believe at the end we would say, okay, I have a greater understanding now of my role in whatsoever capacity that is. So the effective leadership is not even possible by those with no experience of conditions at the lower level of any graded organization or, amen, society. A fact made obvious, by the way, in which human resources and modern technology, amen, are mishandled and uncontrolled. So what we establish in this morning is to understand that to understand effective leadership is to understand the difference, amen, the difference, in other words, you must have some sort of experience. Let's get that right. You cannot be a captain of the soccer team, of the basketball team, of the baseball team, and you do not understand how to play baseball or football or soccer or something. You have to have some sort of knowledge, and we have to understand that. You know, I can say so much this morning. There are people who want to lead a choir, but, yeah, Lord Jesus, I leave that alone, right? I hope you get it. Attitude about leadership. Many people think that only a selected few are leaders or that the leadership quality is inborn. They think the term leadership means only formal leadership. Formal leadership involves holding the position of supervisors and managers, executives, amen, or elected or appointed office. There are more components of leadership, however, that does not fall into these categories. And we have to also understand that. I am telling you, brothers and sisters, this morning, as we look at this devotional time and as we get ready to pray in a moment, and amen, Dr. Amen, Vanessa going to come and lead a prayer, for us to understand that in you this morning, there are potentials, And you is the one who have to feel that. You have to know that. You have to know in you there is greatness in you. It is the potential to lead, you see. And yes, I have to have some sort of experience. Yes, I cannot be a novice. But do not allow anyone to speak negativity into your life and tell you that you do not fit the category, you see. And that is the point I'm making to us this morning. Each of us is a leader at some time in our lives. Hallelujah. You probably led more, amen, than you realize. Even if you do not have a formal leadership title, you probably get involved in formal leadership, amen, role in your workplace. You do not need to supervise people to be a leader. You can be a leader, amen, a leader salesman or a leader in your industry. Many times formal leadership is more powerful than, praise God. Let me just give you that again. Informal leadership is sometimes more powerful than formal leadership. If I was you and I'm feeling that I am one of those persons, I would have given God praise this morning, because you see, the problem is that some people call people down because they tell them, well, you never graduated, or you never did the course, or, you know, all, which is good. Don't get me wrong this morning. But for us to understand today that, praise God, you have in you, I'm telling you, I think about myself, but where I am, you know, those of you who heard me speaking and on these programs, you know, I sometimes allude to myself, and I do that not to say where I'm, you know, who I am, but just to help somebody to understand. It doesn't matter where you start and praise God, but it's where you are right now as a person. And I'm telling you, follow, amen, your gut feeling. If you're out and you're helping somebody, you're helping children, you're helping adults, amen, you are an effective person on the job, you're a distributor of Artists International, and you're making the calls and you're telling people about your product, you are leading people, beloved ones, and to understand that sometimes informal leadership is in some cases more effective than those who are trained. Oh, my God. I don't want to mess my message up this morning, but I'm feeling the energy to help somebody this morning, amen, to understand that you are powerful. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. I am excited this morning about the Lord. Where does the leadership power come from? The leadership's power comes from, amen, people who elect him, or from the organization service. Therefore, a leader does not have, amen, a mandate from people to do as he pleases. Rather, he has an obligation to act in their best interest. That's leaders, amen? We respect leaders. It is natural for us to, amen, treat and respect a person who bears the leadership title. I want you to hear this clearly, brothers and sisters. We record, amen, we, praise God, accord that people respect, amen, a direct proportion of to the amount of the service implied, amen, on a title. To say it more simply, the bigger the title, the more service he is called upon to provide to those he leads. You see, we are having a problem, and if we understand our position, that everybody cannot be the captain of the team. Somebody has to play defense. Somebody, amen, praise God. Somebody has to go forward. Somebody has to be the goal shooter. Somebody has to be the attacker. Amen. Everybody has a role to play. But when you understand your role, oh God, you will be a more successful people when you understand your role. Respect, however, is not just for the title. So some people have the title, but they're not functioning in their office because they miss, amen, praise God, what a real leader is. Oh, my God, this morning, listen to me. I cannot brag that I have a accomplish anything or I'm anybody, but I believe that God has given me something, amen, of a leader, amen, that I started a prayer service in my living room, and this is 15 years later. We have a building, we have a church. The second year the church started, and I'm telling you something today, I did not start out wanting to be a pastor, but I saw some people as a sheep having no shepherd, and I started a prayer service in my home, and it's 15 years later, we found the building. The people said, listen, we have to do something more than just this prayer meeting. We found the building. The second year after finding that building, we bought the building. Amen. The church is moving forward. It's our 15th year, amen, in that place, pastoring for more than 23 years. So just for you to understand the scope that God calls some people to be leaders, everybody may not see in you what you are seeing in yourself and what others are seeing in you. But understand this morning, amen, that the title does not say that you are a leader. There are people who have the title, but they're not functioning in their office. I'm feeling this word today. Somebody pray for me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory to God. I know it's our morning call, but praise God this morning. I want somebody to hear this. The respect shown a leader is shown because we assume, praise God, from his title that he is providing the services. It implies if we learn that a service is not being provided, the responsibility not being fulfilled, then we withdraw our respect. That's a hard word, but it's factual. Amen. The honor that goes with being a leader is one that must be earned as long as the title is held. Oh, God, sometimes I'm telling you it's hard. You got to move people. You got to shift people. I'm going to bring it in really quickly. Amen. Praise God. How does the person become a leader? Amen. Whether he is elected, appointed, hired, or in some other way made a leader, amen, his election is based on one of these following things. He, amen, has personal skill, amen, praise God, which qualify him to be a leader. He has shown potential that indicates he is capable of becoming a leader. Praise God. He has more knowledge on the subject than those he would be leading. He become a leader due to his position in the organization. He becomes a leader, amen, praise God, because his people trust him. He becomes a leader because he is the first to act as a leader. So to be an effective leader, you must be developed. You must develop effective leadership qualities to develop more, amen, of your leadership potential and ability. The first step is to determine where you are right now. I'm coming home this morning. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Anyone who will become a great leader must be humble enough, praise the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to serve other people. As a leader, Joshua was still willing to serve one greater than himself. Amen. Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 to 15. And it came to pass, amen, when Joshua was in Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes, praise the name of the Lord, hallelujah. And he looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him. Understand this morning that Joshua, praise God, was a man who God has chosen, but Joshua was willing, amen, praise God, to serve others rather than to just have the office as a leader. The scripture that we read in Exodus, it told us that God was telling Moses, in fact, to choose mighty men, men who are renowned, men who understand, praise God, who are faithful to God, men who you can trust, men who hate dishonest gain, and put them over the people. Amen. Praise God. There's work to be done, beloved ones. There are work to be done. There's work to be done. And God are looking for people who will be leaders. Not all leaders are born, because Miles Monroe said it this way. If they were born, then there are not enough, amen, leaders. But we can develop our leadership skills. But we have to understand if God has not called you to that office as a leader, then be a good follower. But I believe a good follower can become a great leader. This morning, I pray that God will bless you. I pray and encourage you today. All these distributors understand that when you become a distributor, amen, you are a leader in your own right, and you can develop that skill. You can become one great. Everybody didn't have just born a platinum president. Somebody moved from advisor, and they moved up the rank, and they served somebody, and today now they're, amen, platinum president, going for royal platinum president, because they understand that a leader can be made, amen. And as we trust God today, I pray that God will help you to understand who you are, where you are right now, and in you there is the potential to be a great leader. God bless you this morning. I give it back to our host. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Derek. I will be calling you back to give us our daily benediction. And then, Dr. Vanessa, I am going to call you forward. You will come forward, I'm so sorry, after Pastor Derek, because it's Friday, family. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer, but we want you to stay on the line because Friday we take your prayer request, and we find it an honor and a privilege to go before the Father. Lord, thank you. We love you. We honor you. Thank you, Father, for the word that has come forward today. Thank you for your man of God, Lord, letting us know that we are all leaders. Tell us what we need to do. Show us what we need to do. Teach us and strengthen us in that area. Put mentors in our path, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for Pastor Derek. I thank you for his faithfulness, Lord. And I lift his family up to you and him also, Father. I thank you, Lord, that he is strengthening his inner man, Father God, and that you continue to fill him with all wisdom and spiritual understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, thank you for encouraging him. Thank you for being his strength. Thank you for being his peace, because your peace rules in his heart, Father. I thank you for satisfying him with long life and that you have a hedge of protection around him and his household in the name of Jesus. Well, family members, as I mentioned, today is Friday. We are going to pray for you and your family members and your loved ones. If you can, stay on the line with us. It's an honor and it is a privilege. Don't forget, we also have our morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-pound. We have our last conference for the year. It's going to be in the Bahamas. It's going to be held at the Atlantis, and it is being hosted by the Kings of Artists. Go to their website, artistempowermentconference.com. The dates are October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd. You'll find out additional information on the MNC call. Pastor Derek, please come forward, give us our daily benediction. And then our Mother Eagle, the call is all yours. God bless each and every single one of you. You are a leader in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. I thank God for this privilege. Amen. And this opportunity again, as always, it is really, really my honor. And I pray today that God would help us to understand. Amen. Praise God. It doesn't matter who you are. Amen. If you apply yourself and you see that God is leading you to be one who is not just, amen, the average, but God is leading you to be that leader in your community, in your church, in your business, in your home, praise God, because even in our homes, we need to, amen, see more men and those who are leaders coming forth, understanding that the man should be leading his family, and we have so many sisters today who have to take that role as leaders, amen, and there's nothing wrong with it. I respect all of you sisters, but to understand that men have to resume their position as leaders, amen, to help their women in their lives. So, Father God, I thank you today. I thank you for this privilege. I thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I pray that you will be with us, Father God, and bless, oh God, each and every person on this call, and we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity to share with your children. Continue to bless, we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you what a powerful word today, this morning, Pastor Allen. I tell you, I saw you change your photo on Facebook, and I tell you, just lead in a different way. We so appreciate that timely word reminding us from advisor to Royal Platinum, and whatever level we're in, we're leaders. And I do appreciate you saying that the brothers, the men of God, should take their position in our lives as leaders, and true women of God want that covering. So we thank you for teaching us that we're leaders in our own right, and wherever God has appointed and anointed us to lead, we need to do so with the God. Thank you so much for that rich word. I always am so blessed each and every time you come to us. I want to also thank our host this morning, our prayer warrior general, Minister Robin, for all that she does in hosting the people of God and moving our service right along this morning in our telecommunications sanctuary. And definitely want to thank the Songbird for welcoming God's people. Thank you so much for each and all that you do for us each and every day. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Derek Allen. We appreciate you, Minister Tiffany, and Minister Robin. Well, we know what today is. Today is Friday. And on this faithful Friday, Dr. PK and I have always had the vision and the heart and the mandate to make sure we hear from you. We're encouraging you to give us a shout-out with your prayer requests, with your praise reports. It is all about undergirding one another in prayer. I love his story this morning from Pastor Allen when he told us that literally he just started praying in his home. We have to not despise small beginnings. God wants to make sure. For years when I was in seminary, I had it taped on my refrigerator, Luke 12:48. Most of us say the first part, but God kept it in my face every day. The whole verse, they said, "Into whom much is given, much is required." But it didn't stop there. We're talking about leadership. The rest of the verse said, "And to whom men have committed much, God will even expect the more." So unfortunately, some of us who feel we're very busy, we're equipped and anointed and appointed for it, then God even expects more out of us. And so we thank God for this time where we're here to pray, to bombard heaven with your prayer requests, and then also to salute and come in concert with your praise report. So if you hit star 6, the queue is open, and 1, you'll go right into queue. And this is the day that we do designate for that. If you have any personal prayer requests that you maybe don't want to vocalize, we always invite you to go to info@themasterscall.net. Info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And there we will be happy. Only my eyes now in this season sees that website. So it will be held in confidence. And as a team, the prayer warrior team, we will bathe it in prayer and definitely stand in the gap with you. Well, all right, we only have 1 in queue so far this morning. We'll head out to Philadelphia. I tell you, Miss Siobhan, the winner of your Love Train gift the last week. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing super fantastic, as Dr. PK would say. How are you today?
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, Master's Call family. I want to thank the messenger for the message today. Definitely a blessing. And my prayer request, I'm actually in Baltimore, Maryland this morning because today we're going to have the homegoing service for my great auntie, Aunt Virgie. And so we know that she's in a better place, and we also know that she no longer has any pain because she did have a long illness at the time. And so we're thankful to God for that. And we know our emotions will probably be all over the place today, but we're thankful for God through it all. The other thing I want to pray for is all of those that are going to be traveling for the different Super Saturdays this weekend. And so I want to keep that in prayer, as well as all of those that's going to be recognized at the Super Saturday. So I want to put that in prayer as well. And for those of us that are still working towards that presidential race. Thank you.
All right. I got you. Recognition. Thank you. I always so appreciate every time when you come on, you're always thinking of others also to pray for. And thank you so much for that and that prayer request. All right. Are there any other prayer requests this morning? I want to add, many of you all know one of my other play mothers, Sister Nellie Charleston, loved the Lord, went home to be with the Lord and that family. That's why I'm in Houston too for Saturday. We had a homegoing celebration on Saturday, and it truly was a celebration. So if you could please continue to pray for the Charleston family. She definitely knew the Lord and was very, had battled for over 6 years with stomach cancer, lung cancer, and was a beautiful celebration, and God was just so faithful. I laughed when I walked into the chapel for the ceremony. There was a young man standing there who I had ministered with several times in Houston, Dallas, and had done prophetic conferences with, and just knew very well, and I didn't even say hello. I said, "What are you doing here?" He looked at me and said, "What are you doing here?" And long story short, literally, that was his great aunt. Ms. Charleston never knew it, and he never knew I was from Purdue, so you never know how small the world is, and he is a preaching machine. And so it was great seeing him and just so many others. So thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray for the Charleston family. Also asking you to pray for Gladys Weatherspoon, my aunt, my dad's brother's wife. She's been diagnosed with stomach cancer, and because she's so old, they don't want to do chemo, but I have her on her Green Leviv and all these other different products, and she loves nutrition anyway, so she's a mother of her church there in Columbus, Georgia, has a great attitude about it, but I just need the prayers of the righteous, also for Gladys Weatherspoon. All right, there's no one else in queue, and so we are going to just go on into prayer and into celebrating what God has done. If I don't see anyone, this is all we have. Praise God. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you on this faithful Friday, full of excitement, understanding our role, our posture, our position as leaders. First, we pray back virtue into the man, the mouthpiece this morning, Pastor Derek Allen. We thank you for his words of wisdom, his nuggets of truth, his godly impartation and instruction to us this morning. We receive it. Let us be good soil that will take the wisdom of his word and water it in our lives and produce great fruit as we become the great leaders that you have called and ordained each of us to be in our circles of influence. Father, pour back the virtue into this man's life, into his spirit, into his ministry, into his going in and his coming out. I thank you for his faithfulness and his consistency, even to the TMC family, month after month, year after year. We love him and appreciate him so, so much. Now bless everything that's important in his life. Don't just meet it, but I thank you for the Ephesians 3:20 that you're going to do some exceedingly abundantly above because he has so faithfully done in our lives. We speak back your blessings into his. Father, thank you so much for Siobhan and cover her family with the homegoing celebration of her great aunt and continue to give the family the peace that only can come from you. You are our great comforter. Father, even bring about the unity, even the closer of the family. And as life is celebrated, we ask you for truly the supernatural shalom peace. And even as the tears may fall and as family members. We definitely miss this great matriarch of the family. I just thank you that her legacy will stand firm because of her life glorifying and worshiping you. So we send the word of comfort to our dear sister Siobhan and their entire family in Jesus' name. We thank you for traveling mercies for all that will be traveling this weekend. We send special coverings to Platinum President John McQueen as he is on a whirlwind tour traveling on the East Coast. The blood hedge of protection around him, the blood hedge of protection around the Flanagans, around them as they head down, head to the Ohio area. Father, we just thank you that you cover them, you protect them, and that each and every one of these events will bring forth the fruit. We call in the people from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you for the momentum that it become even more massive as we spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ using the products of Artists International. And we thank you that it's those that who will be recognized for their hard work, for their effort. Father, we thank you that as we pray, people are putting their hands to the plow, doing the work of the kingdom so that the fruition, the fruit bountifully comes forth in their lives. The blood hedge of protection around each and every event for everyone traveling, those we know and those we don't know, we cover them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we also lift up the Charleston family in their time of loss of their matriarch. By the blood of Jesus, we thank you that you're giving peace to their 6 children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Father, oh, I speak peace to Reverend Cube Charleston, her husband of 60 years. You allowed them to share. So I just thank you that you give him supernatural comfort in these days and weeks ahead. He's done so many homegoing celebrations, but I thank you that in this season that he's never been in before, you are his comforter. You are his battle axe and his strength. I thank you, Father, that stomach cancer is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. I send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to Gladys Weatherspoon, and I call her the healed and the hold in you in Jesus' name. I thank you for an attitude to pray, an attitude to believe in healing. And I thank you, Father, that a supernatural work is being done. Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And as she is continuously taking these artist products, I thank you that through prayer and her doing what she knows to do, Father, we speak already that the miracle has been done in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, for each and every person on this line, every family represented, every destiny that is yet to be declared, we speak your Holy Ghost intervention. Now, as we leave this call, thank you that you're ordering our steps. As we leave this call, thank you that you're stirring up the gifts inside of us. Thank you as we're leaving this call, you're downloading into our spirits, our hearts, our minds, supernatural understanding, concise wisdom to embrace what you're doing in us as you're working through us for your glory and our good. So we thank you for victory, Jehovah Nissi, in every area of our life. We thank you that our mouths will only say what you say about us, that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, which is that you, Jesus, our Lord, Lord of all, Lord of everything. And we're rejoicing on this faithful Friday with that great spirit of expectation and anticipation that we're going to see you show up and show out like never before in our lives, in our family, in our businesses, in our finances, in our bodies. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. And we will forever glorify, magnify, and exalt you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have that awesome weekend in Christ. Be that minister in the marketplace. Thank you so much for hanging on the call during this time of prayer and intercession. We're expecting our
co-founder back in our midst anytime soon, and keep her covered in prayer also as she is traveling. We are so humble and grateful for all you do for this TMC call. Love you much. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.